From KUOW, 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. This morning, Microsoft unveiled their new Xbox game console at a live event in Redmond. It's called Xbox One. The Xbox has been one of the bright spots at Microsoft. It is currently the best-selling game console. The last generation of Xbox included an innovative gesture-based control system called Kinect. Will the next generation Xbox keep up the pace? Well, Ian Scherer is a writer for The Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones Newswires. He joins us from Microsoft's event. Ian, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
So they're calling this the all-in-one experience. What does that mean?
Well, basically what they're doing is they're trying to get all of the different technologies that we think we would use in the living room all together in one place and basically allow you to do all sorts of things with it. So, for example, it's going to be able to plug into your cable or satellite box and allow you to watch television through the device. You can do stuff like you can surf the internet using your television, and you can also do stuff like video chatting with friends and family as you're doing all this other stuff. So on top of course, being able to play games. So they're doing all these kind of different things together and trying to become essentially the center of the living room entertainment experience.
Well, I noticed in a bit of the demonstration, they were showing off their face recognition, their voice recognition, and the gestures you can use. It sounds like you don't need a remote to use this device.
Well, they've been trying to do that for a while now. When they came out with the Kinect about 3 years ago, one of the things about it was that you could basically bark commands at the Xbox and it would do stuff. You could say Xbox Play and Xbox Pause, and my family, my wife and I use that all the time. But the thing that's kind of new with this new version of the Kinect is that it's able to, first off, understand you better, so it's able to see your motions a lot easier. It's got a better camera in it. And the sound bar, the thing that kind of hears everything that you're doing, is also apparently very much refined and much better able to understand what you're saying. So in theory, all this is going to be much more powerful, and that's why they came up with all these new kind of things that you can do with it. You can say Xbox on, and it'll turn on. You can say what's on HBO, and it'll switch to HBO. So there's a lot more kind of intuitive things they built into it because it has better technology now.
Ian, when new generations of game consoles come online, they tend to spark a lot of interest in new games that are tailored to the new capabilities of these devices. What's the Xbox mean for console gaming?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, you know, the Xbox right now is at the top of the heap in terms of the U.S. sales. And really what's going on is that we're at the bottom of what we call a console cycle. So every time a new console comes out, sales rise, people buy all these new games, and then over the life cycle of these devices, which is, you know, somewhere between 5 and 8 years, the sales kind of peter off, and then we get to where we are now, where they've been contracting really steadily and pretty badly. So the expectation is that they're going to jump up again. To give you a little context, PricewaterhouseCoopers has some numbers that were really interesting. In 2007, after the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 came out, sales jumped 28% to $27 billion worldwide. And that's just on console games, so not even the devices.
Ian,
Go
ahead.
And then the next year, they rose again 18.7%. But in 2014, right, next year, they're only expected to raise 3.1%. So there's a real concern about whether or not this bump that we're all expecting because these new devices are coming out will actually materialize and be meaningful.
So it sounds like Microsoft's trying to hedge its bets a little bit by putting this device not just at the center of gaming but at the center of your television watching and other living room experiences you'd like to have with it.
Very much so, and that's one of the things that separates them now from Sony. Sony, when they announced their PlayStation 4 in February, they had a lot more functions that are focused on gaming. They have the ability for you to play a game that's on a server somewhere and the information streamed to you like Netflix. The image is streamed to your device, so you can play even more detailed-oriented games, and you can do a lot more interesting stuff. Sony also has been putting a lot of effort into their controller. They put a touchpad on it and did all these other things. Microsoft is focusing a lot on the more casual audience, which is where a lot of the Kinect and features really kind of sink in. I mean, a lot of people seem to really enjoy being able to play with it. It's very popular at parties. So that's kind of where Microsoft decided to put its bets. Now, there's also a lot of warning here. You know, Nintendo, with its Wii U, which came out last year in November, they also had TV functions, and it doesn't seem to have really helped them generate sales. The Wii U has actually underperformed expectations. And so, you know, while Microsoft has done a lot more here, arguably, than Nintendo did, it's still an open question about whether or not this is going to be really successful.
Ian Scher, we'll let you get back to the event there, which is still going on. We appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure. Have a nice day.
Ian Scher, writer at the Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones Newswires. He's over in Redmond at the unveiling of the new Xbox game console called Xbox One.